What a week you pick to go on vacation,
well,
Lee.
It always turns out that way.
I know, really.
I mean, it's like when you take a week off.
Well, I know, and all hell breaks loose.
Yes, exactly.
I should actually, you know, put out a formal warning, all hell to break loose.
Right, Tara's taking some time off, so the world will come to a crashing halt.
I know, and yesterday, I mean, I can't imagine what this week will hold, because last week we saw not one, not two, but three ICE shootings. Or Customs and Border Patrol shootings, or Democrats actually picking up guns and trying to murder them.
Otherwise known as acts of sedition or insurrection.
Absolutely. And then we had, then we saw on our television, and you know what it reminded me of? The video from Iraq, when you would have like whole lines of armored vehicles and they were having to go block by block and clear the way. Mm-hmm. And you would have the, you know, Iraqi residents hurling stones, chunks of mortar, concrete at them. It looked just like Iraq to me, but it was California.
Well, to me, it looks like Gaza, with the IDF going through Gaza and the Palestinians yeah. throwing rocks and stones and concrete at, you know, at the Israeli Defense Forces.
This is a true civil guerrilla war. When Democrats pick up guns three times last week, if this is the new rate of attempted murder of ICE and Customs and Border Patrol, what, we going to go three times a week? It was only by the grace of God. I mean, and the fact that Democrats haven't spent any time on the shooting range. Well, I mean, 10 of them came together and they only managed to hit one guy who, thank God, was okay.
Well, at least in this country, they're not picking up the rubble from homes that have been blown up because there was terrorists inside and the IDF had to take them out. But they're having the bricks and concrete block shipped to their protest sites so they can then attack the federal agents.
We're going to find out that the Democrats are paying for all of this, as Trump said last week.
Pallets of cash for pallets of bricks?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, you know, you've got all that going on. Meanwhile, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Democrat, standing out there outraged that illegal immigrants have to go through alligator Alcatraz and be deported. What do you hear to her, her main objection? And she's the former head of the DNC, definitely been a leader in the Democrat Party. She's a Florida congresswoman. She's also plumb nuts. Take a listen. This is her objection to alligator Alcatraz. She doesn't like that they're all locked in there together.
So they essentially drink. They get their drinking water and they brush their teeth where they poop in the same unit. They bragged that they went above standards, supposedly, and gave them a 3-foot privacy wall that stretches the length inside the 32 detainee cage. A 3-foot privacy that stretches the length of the three toilets. They essentially drink.
Yeah. So they drink, quote, drink and poop in the same place. Okay. That, for most Americans, that's called a bathroom.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, the water comes out of the pipe, you drink it, you brush your teeth, right? And then, I mean, not to be gross, but the toilet is right there. It's all in the same room, and it is the same water line. Yes, the water for the toilet that comes in is the same water that comes in the sink. Mm-hmm. This is cruelty, according to her. Okay, I looked. This woman has never said a word about Lake and Riley. That name has never crossed her lips, nor has the name of 12. She was 12. 12-year-old rape and multiple rape and murder victim Jocelyn Nungery. Has Wasserman ever said the words Jocelyn Nungery? No, she has not. Rachel Marin had her head bashed open with a rock. After things too horrific to describe. Has Debbie Wasserman Schultz ever said the name Rachel Marin? No. No, she hasn't. But she's worried that illegal immigrant criminals don't have privacy when they, quote, poop, unquote. It's only, it's a 3-foot tall privacy wall. You can see over it. They don't have privacy.
Oh, goodness.
I know. They don't.
Well, and to me, I'm also, I'm tired of the outrage about folks, about alligator Alcatraz. This is a county training center. If this is so bad, then how come you've been sending county employees to that area for aviation training for decades? So, I mean, it just stuns me that these people are so, you know, so callous about the whole situation here when they have been having county employees go to this very base. This was going to be an airport at one time, and it was determined that they didn't need it. So they made it into a county aviation training center. And it's been used for decades.
But these illegals, Lee, are so important. They're incredibly important. What she doesn't tell you when she's whining on and on and on and on, and I mean, this press conference went on forever, is who is in Alligator Alcatraz. She's all about the conditions.
The conditions that we saw inside this internment camp, which it is nothing less than that description, were really appalling. I'll walk you through just a few of the really egregious, disturbing, disgusting conditions. They are using cages. These detainees are living in cages. The pictures that you've seen don't do it justice. They are essentially packed into cages, wall-to-wall humans, 32 detainees per cage.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's otherwise known as a jail.
Yes, and as Kristi Noem pointed out, The Joe Biden put them in cages too, and they slept on concrete, and the Democrats did not care.
But they called them detention centers at that time.
I see.
Yeah.
So
not cages.
It's, yeah. So all right. Here's Kristi Noem.
DHS Secretary Kristi Noem defending the use of the new migrant detention center dubbed Alligator Alcatraz after Democrats criticized the facility, calling it, quote, inhumane.
This is a state-run facility at Alligator Alcatraz,
but they have a stuffed into a jail cell.
They have a contrast. Well, I've been there and I've seen these rooms that they are in. I wouldn't call them jail cells.
Democrats have called them cages, though.
I wish they would have said that back during the Biden administration and back when Democrats were in the White House and they were piling people on top of each other on cement floors.
We should let them roam free is the message.
Yes, of course.
Just free to go wherever they want and rape whoever they wait. What? Why might these people be in cages? Democrats don't address this. There's a good reason for that. Because among the people who were there this weekend when Democrats were complaining, Lizarro Rodriguez Santana, a Cuban national, convicted in Texas of sexual assault and failure to register as a sex offender. But Lee, to be fair, other than that, a Democrat in great standing who just can't wait to vote for the party. Or how about this, Honduran national Jose Fortin, he went through there this weekend too, and thank God for that, because he was convicted of second-degree murder in Miami-Dade County in Florida. I like this guy. Oscar, quote, Satan, unquote, Sanchez of Honduras, also I'm sure a very loyal Democrat voter, but the problem with him is he's an MS-13 gang member who has been convicted of resisting arrest, conspiracy to commit murder, and assault in New York, as well as other RICO offenses. So I can only imagine that Oscar Satan Sanchez suffers when people watch him poop because he has no privacy over the, you know, 3-foot wall. But it's probably like nothing compared to the suffering of his victims, though. I mean, have Democrats plumb lost their minds, Lee?
Yes, yeah. No, well,
are we really watching this?
I'm not sure some of them had minds to begin with, but, you know, anyway.
I mean, as she's complaining about this, well, we've got some more on who went through there this weekend, and thank God for that. Democrats don't want them in cages. They want them roaming free. Whole lineup, child sex abusers, rapists, murderers. And this guy, what did I tell you about this guy? Thank God. You know, I had no idea it was so bad what Biden let into this country. I knew it was bad, but this. And she's worried they don't have privacy when they use the bathroom. Who is hanging out at Alligator Alcatraz? Democrats absolutely outraged that their voters, well, future voters, they'll just, they're replacement voters for you because you won't go along with the program, are not allowed to roam free. Debbie Wasserman Schultz laying out the incredible atrocity that this actually is, according to Democrats.
The only thing inside those cages are their bunk beds, and there are three tiny toilets that are toilet units that have a sink attached to it.
It's called a bathroom. They have them in prisons, too. Outraged that they're fenced in at all. Even more outraged that when they use the potty, there's only a 3-foot privacy wall. The suffering is unbelievable.
They bragged that they went above standards, supposedly, and gave them a 3-foot privacy wall that stretches the length inside the 32 detainee cage. A 3-foot privacy wall that stretches the length of the three toilets in a row. The showers provide no privacy at all. There are no curtains on it. It's a big open shower unit. There are, you know, small walls in each shower. But, you know, we're talking about 900 men who are held in this facility. It is built currently for 1,000, and they have no privacy at all when they're showering.
So 900 men crammed into, wait a minute, a facility for 1,000? That's underfilled. That's what was there this weekend. She's horrified they don't have privacy when they shower. Now that is rich. Seeing as this is the same party that insists that women shower with men and have no privacy. The party that says girls will have to get used to seeing penises in their changing rooms, their gyms, their locker rooms. The party that insisted that it was okay for a fully intact 6'4" male who claims to be a woman, swimmer, University of Pennsylvania, who dates women but says he is a woman, to shower with them. That party is worried because illegal immigrants don't have privacy when they shower, something they will not give to high school girls who just want to play sports or go to gym class, have to run around with naked men. Oh, but it's too good. We have to live this way. The illegal immigrants, the future voters, the replacement voters, no. Well, who are these people suffering inside Alligator Alcatraz? The Democrats forget to mention this. Again, in Florida, they're deporting the worst of the worst first. So these are criminals, right? Like this guy. Poor Eddie Lopez Jamad of Cuba. Oh, he just used a potty without privacy. Poor thing. Takes a shower without privacy. What did he do to end up in Alligator Alcatraz? Convicted of murder, arson, and assault. Yeah, he was arrested for, quote, cutting the throat of an elderly woman, unquote, in Key Largo, Florida, and then lighting her residence on fire with hopes of hiding the evidence. He ran, and he's, you know, been out roaming around as Wasserman Schultz wanted him to, awaiting the chance to vote Democrat, as are we all, I'm sure. When he was picked up cruelly and forced to poop, her words, not mine, without privacy. Oh, his suffering must be intense. Now, her victim, screw her, who cares? This guy, I mean, look, he's a Democrat. Who else was in there this weekend when Debbie Wasserman Schultz was whining? This guy, Wilfredo Alberto Lezama Garcia, wanted for murder and aggravated robbery in Venezuela. He didn't need any privacy either. He has to share a potty with 32 other men, three potties for 32 men. The suffering's incredible, I'm sure. Not as much suffering as his victim, you understand, but you know. Came over the border in 2021 after Biden invited him during the Biden administration. He's likely a gotaway, they think. His crimes here include conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government in Oklahoma. But other than that, he's going to be a great Democrat voter if he could just get back here. By the way, Eddie Jamat Lopez also threatened to kill a different woman by cutting off her head. This would be a different woman than the woman whose throat he slit when he murdered her and then burned her house down. He's a great guy. You'd really love him. And he's probably suffering right now from a lack of privacy, although he's probably also been sent out of the country, so I don't know. Jose Fortin, another great one. He was in Alligator Alcatraz this weekend suffering.
The conditions that we saw inside this internment camp, which it is nothing less than that description, were really appalling. I'll walk you through just a few of the really egregious, disturbing.
I'll tell you what's disturbing. Lazaro Rodriguez Santana of Cuba, he was in Alligator Alcatraz this weekend. No doubt suffering, I have no doubt. But his victim suffered, too, from sexual assault. That was in Texas. And failure to register as a sex offender. He is an illegal immigrant, and he has gone bye-bye. Jose Fortin again, Honduras, second-degree murder. Miami-Dade. Let's see who else was in there this weekend suffering. Luis Donaldo Corrado of Guatemala. He's now on his way back to Guatemala. Burglary of an occupied dwelling, forced entry, voyeurism. He's a peeping Tom. Looking through the window of a woman. They don't care about her. In Miami. But the question is this level of suffering, does he have to get naked in front of other men if he wants a shower? You know, like you expect high school girls to do in front of a man who, you know, they just want to play sports like that. These Democrats are ridiculous, folks. They're just plumb nuts. But you know what the good news is? We have X now. So they think they're lying and they're getting somewhere. These poor suffering illegals, families busted up. Oh no, J.D. Vance went to Disney World with his family when illegal immigrant families are being ripped apart by Alligator Alcatraz. Yeah, like these guys. I mean, he's a rapist, man. They're not going to be able to rape any more American women. That's really sad, I'm sure, if you're a Democrat. But let's listen to her whine again.
So they essentially drink. They get their drinking water and they brush their teeth, where they poop in the same unit. They bragged that they went above standards, supposedly, and gave them a 3-foot privacy wall that stretches the length inside the 32 detainee cage. A 3-foot privacy that stretches the length of the 3 toilets.
Okay. Texture writes, we got a lot of military on the text line right now. Texture writes, hey, Jared, does Debbie Wasserman Schultz know what the bathroom conditions are like at boot camp for our military? It's not much more than that. No, she doesn't care. You got to understand, the illegal immigrant, violent criminal, rapist, gangster is now the highest form of human life to the Democrat Party. Texture writes, when I was in basic training, we had a group shower with 12 heads in it, and there was no separation between them. 12 guys showered at a time all the time. Yeah, but you guys are just grunts. I mean, these are illegal immigrants. You know how valuable they are? Texture writes, what, has dumb Debbie ever been in a public restroom? Even at a big event, venues, men's facilities, sometimes there's no walls between the urinals. And sports showers or gyms have communal showers. Texter writes, and there was a great one here. Texter writes, hey, Tira, not 20 minutes ago, I brushed my teeth just 3 feet away from where I used the bathroom. I didn't know I was supposed to be upset about it. Yes, apparently this is an atrocity. Texter writes, does Debbie know how he lived in the Marine Corps barracks? I would have loved to have had a 3-foot privacy wall. Well, you just need to be an illegal immigrant rapist from Guatemala. And Debbie, can get you a 3-foot privacy wall. Well, cool event coming up. This upcoming weekend, about 2 weekends from now, July 25th through the 26th. Don't miss Rock the Country 2025. It's at the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center in Anderson. Again, next weekend. So not this upcoming weekend, but the weekend after it. It's Kid Rock, Tracy Lawrence, Aaron Lewis, Estate Liner, Shenandoah, Little Texas, Logan Crosby, Ying Yang Twins on Saturday, and then Nickelback, Hank Williams Jr., Gavin Adcock, Sammy Kershaw, Hudson Westbrook, Afro Man, and more on Sunday. It's going to be a great two-day event. And right now, we're giving away free tickets. That's right, a pair of tickets. We'll give them to the second caller to 800-905-0989. That's 800-905-0989. So this will change up your weekend routine. Again, 800-905-0989. That's a great lineup. And again, it's going to be at Rock the Country at the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. That's July 25th and 26th. So if you don't win tickets this week, we'll be giving them away all week on the show. You can buy them, you know. We'll give you pickup information if you win when you call again. It's 800-905-0989. Okay, folks. Iranian government now has a $40 million bounty for assassination on President Donald Trump. I could do a whole show on this. I probably should. $40 million bounty. Our side was laughing at this over the weekend. We think it's funny. Oh, come on, they're nuts. And they are nuts. They are kind of cuckoo. It is a little bit absurd, so I could see the laughter. But when you put this together with how much mortal danger Donald Trump is in right now from the Secret Service, when you realize a year after Butler that not only were the top two people in charge of securing that rally still actively in the Secret Service, they were not among the six disciplined last week, and they got promotions. But that's not even the biggest story. Now, the biggest story is what Ed Lenz said on Fox Nation. It's behind the paywall. I've cut it for you. The Beaver County Emergency Response Unit has never given an on-camera interview before until now. They were sitting down with Corey Compitore's widow and Fox News, and they wanted to let everyone know what happened. This is critical, okay? Because what we're looking at right now looks awfully homicidal when you know what they said here. And this is what it is. All of last week is we're doing the one-year anniversary of Butler, and the media is covering it. It is reported as fact that the reason that Crooks was able to walk around, point a laser sight is shot right at where Trump would be speaking, uses range finder, set up the shot right there in front of everybody, was because the Secret Service and the Butler County emergency people were on two different radio channels. And it's being reported as an oopsie, oversight, mishandling. But there's a critical thing in this interview. Ed Lenz is the head of the Butler County Emergency Services. And he said this is absolutely critical and important. It doesn't matter that they weren't on the same radio channel. Because when we couldn't get them, the Secret Service, we personally went to the command center. We went twice to the command center. The first time to let them know that we had spotted Crooks, that he was using both a laser to line up his shot and the sight finder. They knew right away something was terribly wrong. They pulled all the cops in who were doing, you know, they were helping to park cars and helping to manage traffic. They pulled them all in and started hunting for Crooks. They knew there was a problem. They went to the command center personally to tell the Secret Service agent in charge that it was going on. They were hunting Crooks. And they expected a swarm of Secret Service. And what they were telling them was, look, we know he ducked behind the building complex there, like the AGR building complex. There were three of them. We can't find them. We need help. They assumed the whole thing would be shut down, locked down. And then something weird happened. No Secret Service agent showed up to help. Nothing was shut down. Nothing was stopped. Then they realized Crooks was on the roof setting up a shot. They panicked. They went back to the command center again to let them know he's on the roof. The key part here, and this was misreported by everyone from CNN to Fox News last week, because I guess they haven't seen, I don't know where the disconnect is at Fox, that they should watch their own special, because this is bombshell stuff. Again, it was reported as a miscommunications. Radio channels didn't sync up. That doesn't matter because they went face to face and reported it twice as Crooks set up his shot. Secret Service did nothing. Folks, this looks homicidal. Here's Ed Lenz, who is the head of the Butler County Emergency Services.
Information.
Here we go.
I immediately contacted the state police sergeant, and I know for a fact he took that information and passed it forward to the Secret Service.
And the Secret Service, they were actually answering you?
I can tell you 100% that the Secret Service was absolutely aware. They had all of the information that we were telling them. The sergeant from the state police told me many times, everything I told him was passed face-to-face to the Secret Service. But no doubt in my mind, they had the information.
I'm literally waiting to see the cavalry to come and swarm that building.
He was waiting, frustrated. You know, he's watching these people. Where is the response that's going to take care of this?
It was the ultimate failure of the Secret Service. I just can't believe that building was left, like, not even checked.
Nor can we.
It was right there.
Yes.
What really gets me is that there was a threat and they let him come out on stage. If they would have just held him, none of this would have ever happened.
That's the other side of this. The Senate report that just came out detailed, this is New York Post, the expansive report singled out, listen to this, a Secret Service security room agent who was in charge of managing communications between local and federal law enforcement parties working security at the event. One Pennsylvania state police officer was in the room who was in the room told the committee that he relayed the information on Crooks directly to the agent, not over a radio, straight to his face, letting him know that local cops were hunting for the suspect, letting him know about the rangefinder, the laser sighter for right where Trump was going to be speaking. The agent was made aware of this 25 minutes before the shooting. Yet he never relayed the information to anyone involved in security at the rally. He was told twice. Quote, I got a distinct impression there's like a lack of urgency, the state officer told the committee. But I mean, this is one of the guys who was disciplined, right? Last week? No. No? No. Not only was he not disciplined, he's still on the job. He's one of the three. Two others who were in charge of the walkthrough, the setup for the events, they got promoted. They're still running Trump's events. Let that sink in, folks. He is in mortal danger, and I don't think he knows it. You got Iranians with a $40 million plus bounty on his head. They are coming for him again. And the people who insecured and unsecured this rally are in charge of Trump's security now. One of them is in charge of Eric and Lara Trump's security. The other one is the one who does the coordination for these events now. He got a promotion after nearly getting Trump killed. I bet you Trump doesn't know. Absolute insurrection going on, not by the left, although they have their own going on. Wonder how many ICE agents they'll try to shoot this week. We were up to three last week. But no, this is a different kind of insurrection. It's on X, and just about around the clock, something trends about Epstein. And it's not Democrats doing it, it's us. Elon Musk piled on, insisting the Epstein files are real, there are Johns, and they are being protected, bizarrely, by the Trump administration for some reason. Quote, Elon Musk writes, this is a big deal. What the blank kind of system are we living in? If thousands of kids were abused, the government has videos of the abusers, and yet none of the abusers are even facing charges. And the problem with the claim that, well, Epstein did it all himself, there's no Johns, is that there are so many people in the Trump administration who have either been witnesses to the Johns or people reporting on it who have, like the Gateway Pundit. Court actually ruled after one of the Johns filed a motion to keep the list of the Johns private. In other words, he said, I am a John. I am a pedophile. I did abuse the girls. I'll be embarrassed. And James Comey's daughter said, see, we got to protect them. And they sealed the whole thing. There's record after record after record of this information existing. as affirmed by people around Trump, like Alan Dershowitz, who's personal attorney and his attorney for the impeachment.
This is not an opinion. This is a fact. I have seen, remember, I was accused falsely and they have seen, and ultimately I was completely cleared. The woman admitted that she may have mistook me for somebody else and withdrew all of her lawsuits. And so from day one, from the day I was accused, I said, I want every document out because I knew every document would prove I was innocent. So let me tell you, I know for a fact documents are being suppressed. And they're being suppressed to protect individuals. I know the names of the individuals. I know why they're being suppressed. I know who's suppressing them. But I'm bound by confidentiality from a judge.
Yeah, we'll dive back into this coming up next.